Western civilization, white, European, Christian religion, government, and society. History has a way of showing us the pendulum of power. No group holds power indefinitely. Eventually, forces arise which topple the group in power and sets up a new group in power. It's time we realize that there are forces trying to topple Western civilization, which was founded by white European Christians. These forces take different forms, but they are all enemies of Western civilization. We are all aware of the intent of radical Islam: destroy Israel and the United States and dominate the world via Islamic Sharia law. We're beginning to understand that black equality is morphing into black supremacy. NAACP, BLM, rioting across the country. The end game of the organizations on the left which supports them is black power. The Democratic Party particularly has been hard at work destroying the Constitution for some time now. Pro-choice has been used to kill 50, 60 million unborn children, denying them the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. LGBTQ propaganda has led to hate speech legislation, which will result in repeal of the First Amendment. Fear from the left of revolution is leading them toward the repeal of the Second Amendment. The Constitution is what ensures freedom, a basic concept in Western civilization not found in other cultures. Failure to enforce immigration laws while importing undocumented people from non-Western cultures is working to dilute the Western culture. We even think that multiculturalism is a good thing. It is not. Those cultures that people immigrate from are the cause of their immigration. If they bring their culture with them, they will end up polluting that which is good in Western civilization. The educational system funded by liberals has been rewriting history and brainwashing young people to disrespect the America and support destructive policies against Western civilization. This is an intentional attack against Western civilization. Some group is always going to be in charge. In America, it is supposed to be the majority. Minority interests have been driving most policy for 50 years. We're at a crossroads. If we do not return to Western civilization values and demand that all citizens honor those values, we will eventually cease to exist as a society. Rioting will gravitate to confrontations. Confrontations will result in martial law. Martial law will result in totalitarianism. Totalitarianism will result in loss of freedom, initiative, and hope, cornerstones of Western civilization.